Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Persia, modern-day Iran, has been a friend to the Jewish people some 2,500 years ago. But today, they want to wipe the Jewish state off the face of the earth. That's the headline. David James will come to this broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I think it's interesting that while Iran has vowed to wipe the modern-day nation of Israel off the map, God used ancient Persia to reestablish Israel as a nation after he had judged his people, the Jewish people, for 70 years with the Babylonian conquest and the captivity.
You know, the passage that I mentioned in 2 Chronicles 36 and then verse 20, the first mention of the kingdom of Persia, in verse 22, it actually quotes a passage out of Ezra, which starts in Ezra chapter 1, verse 1. Now, in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and put it in writing, saying, "Thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, all the kingdoms of the earth the Lord God of heaven has given me, and he has commanded me to build him a house which is in Judah."
Exciting how Bible prophecy as it relates to Persia and the Jewish people has already been fulfilled. Well, as we think about Iran in the present, David, we need to keep in mind that we're at a point in history when prophecies concerning Iran are not currently being fulfilled, but we can certainly see that the stage is being set for the next round of prophetic fulfillment.
We interpret current events in light of Scripture. We don't interpret Scripture in light of current events. And we know that there are no prophecies that are required to be fulfilled until the rapture of the church. And then after the rapture of the church, things will start kicking in again. The prophetic timeline will start picking back up. And we are seeing the alignment of the nations, and we can see in some ways for the first time in the last 2,000 years where the stage is being set to be fulfilled in a way that even those in previous generations could never have imagined.
David James with Bible in hand and giving us insight into Persia and modern-day Iran. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Persia, some 2,500 years ago, when its leader was Cyrus, allowed the Jewish people to return to Jerusalem to rebuild their temple. Modern-day Persia, today's Iran, has said that they will wipe Israel off the face of the earth. And the Iranians have picked the time when they will do that. It will be with military activity between Israel and Iran, who has military forces in Syria. These two nations moving towards a military confrontation, as foretold in Bible prophecy, a prophecy close to fulfillment. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...